Coming May 19th on this Sirius
XM. Oh, I can't wait.
That's what I want the fans to understand by globalization.
Yeah.
Pitbull's globalization.
Yes. Yes, Pitbull, yes. I understand you, Pitbull. You and me, man, we'd be like best fucking friends. We'd hang out and I'd be like, oh, Pitbull, what are you doing? And you'd be like, I'm playing it. It's my radio station. I'd be like, that's cool. You want to go to El Pollo Loco? And you'd be like, no. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I guess it's ever since they changed the menu, it's been pretty shitty over there. I'm sorry for bringing it up. And then he would say, you know I love Arby's. And I'd be like, let's ride! And then we go to Arby's and get big Montana combos.
Coming May 19th on this SiriusXM channel.
I feel like we've looped around on this thing. We've discovered where the... Like when you're dying. just some of my questions for Pitbull.
Just that, just rap. Right. Nah, baby, this is my life.
This is his life! They sat Pitbull down and said, hey man, we want to start a station. We want you to, like, you know, you to tell us what music to play. And he just said, back to back LMFAO, just nonstop. That's it. No other artists, just that. That's what I want. Just play that. Globalization. This music is the universal language. Mr. Riff, just play that. Why is there traffic right here? I just got on the freeway. It's not... Oh. We'll come back to Pitbull, you know? Language. I know you think it's just this, just that, it's just rap. Yeah, right. I'm Pitbull. Here's Tarzan Boy. Listening to today, Pitbull. That take me home song from Phil Collins, just on loop for 18 hours straight. That's it. Are you sure, Pitbull? Play the song. All right, Pitbull. All right.
We'd like to continue this record on the energy crisis,
but we have just run out of energy. We're here with Cousin Brucey, who sounds a little like, I'm your Cousin Brucey. Magic Matty on 70s on 7, urging you to catch your cuz by the mouth. 2 p. Pacific, 5 p. Eastern, 60s on 6.
And you need that. I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks?
Captivating. Suddenly moves like Jagger, starts rising up out of the mist, and Pitbull is there.
Has his very famous song Summer of 69. Another Canadian artist, Ryan Adams, actually wanted to perform it in concert and asked Brian Adams if he could do it, and Brian said yes.
What?
But
now you're just gonna play Brian Adams, but that's a great story.
Kittrick Hotel in New York City. So good. What a good set. You'll hear it coming up in just a bit. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Before we do that, before I get done here, I want to play a very cool throwback. I know it's not Thursday, but a throwback to our time out at Coachella. We'll get to that.
Here's Pitbull.
Right now, 21 Pilots, whose new album, Blurry Face, will be out on Tuesday. This is Terrence.
Thank you.
Jamie Foxx. It's Wednesday. It's Cantaloupe Day. We listen to Cantaloupe on loop. Cantaloupe loop. Globalization. In your mind, starting May 19th. I show them to you. Bah, 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 bah. You see them shine.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Thank you. can see you make them smile.
Coming May 19th on this SiriusXM channel.
Like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was loving to make us still.
This is my favorite Pitbull song.
Yeah.
Globalization. Coming May 19th on this Sirius XM channel.
It just goes to show you, man. You put it out there, you believe it, you focus, and it comes right back at you.
Yep. No, it's the pit bull's like a boomerang. You believe, you put it out there, it comes right back at you. The pit bullerang. There must be people that are like way in. I mean, Pitbull is like actually legitimately fucking popular, right? I mean, there are people that like Pitbull. I don't know that I know anyone who is into Pitbull, but surely they must exist. Like, Pitbull hosted a fucking like New Year's Eve show on a network, right? I mean, wasn't he on Fox or something? Like, there was, like, Pitbull's fucking... Actually, I think it was, like, Pitbull's, like, Globalization New Year's Eve or something, wasn't it? They wouldn't give Pitbull that much TV time unless they thought... Unless, like, someone somewhere thought that Pitbull was, like, a good idea. Like, someone looked at Pitbull and said, yeah, that's kicking. That's happening. Let's set that up. Get Pitbull in here. Who's hosting the second stage at E3? Pitbull.
Stop. sit down.
Happens in South Central Los Angeles, nothing happens. It's just another nigga day.
Straight out of Compton, a crazy motherfucker named Chuck Taylor riding with a 12 gauge. Nigga, fuck haters. I got a debt to pay. This for easy. I'll blast any punk motherfucker. Don't believe me. I spit 16s, fuck rap, I got a Mac that'll turn your white tee into a Miss King. I got an attitude, so fuck it, and I'm in the field with the birds like T.J. Duckett, L.A. to N.Y. The public love him, he the next Ice Cube, so what he thuggin'? He signed the Aftermath, so what he bloodin'? You heard that, who kid? I'm in New York buzzin', get a double XL and read about me. Page 86, the West can't breathe without me. Kevin Lyles, how the fuck could you even doubt me? I smile, now I got the A-team around me in Compton. That's what Dr. Dre found me. Gang banging, chain hanging, cane slanging, but we turned it to rock. Dope spot so hot, the shit burning the pot. The OGs kept the fiends in line straight when I was a juvenile. Getting cash money in 9-8, that's a gangster. And I'm 21 now, I ain't pick up the mic and put the guns down. It's survival of the fittest. So let's see if he can survive with 10 bullets flying through his city. These niggas is bitches, and I gotta let the world know that I'm a motherfucking straight up menace. I got a semi, so don't fuck with me, or the cops and PD gon' have to come get me off your ass. And I don't really give a fuck, I let the ego blow. Nigga, what? I got work, so listen to the words, man. We fuck with the rock, but don't call us the bird gang. Nigga, we criminals. You got beef, say my name on wax. Nigga, fuck the subliminals. And it don't matter if you blood or you crit. That bulletproof vest don't stop them blue tips.
Glock to use it. Remind me, but this ain't murder music. Keep popping that shit, then the tools just break. Cause I'm a natural born killer like Cuban Dre. And I'm down with the capital CPT. And you niggas can't fuck with me, straight out of Compton. Chain choking, burning rubber inside the Range Rover. Chain smoking, purple haze. This ain't another one of those. This the rebirth for Dre, the rebirth for LA, the rebirth for hip hop. Another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop. Hold up, Tim, stop. I said this another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop. Get you, young homie got shit locked. Public enemy number one, flavor flame with a wristwatch. All black G units, all black Impala. I'm a schizo. In the 6-4, 50 cent note, I'm coming, it's most wanted when I'm riding.
Girl, if you got a big bag, let me buy that. Show me where your friends at, we can flip that. Let me get you on the game,
let me get you on the game.
Let me put you on the game,
let me put you on the game.
I'll show you where the blood's at, where the grip's at. Show me where they flip crap.
Yeah. got 7-Elevens out here? All right, 7-Eleven in my neighborhood. Y'all got to rob.
All right.
Hey, man, let's do this. Now, this one in my hood off Pico and some shit. Through the years, it's been the epicenter for a lot of dumb shit. Let me tell you about this one trip to the store. On the early morning tip, somewhere around 4, I was standing by the magazines, reading the Maxim. When I heard a familiar voice go to the counter, dude, and ask him to empty out the register. Now, that can't be Trevor. Excuse me, Tiny T-Bone from the neighborhood gang. Who, if his head wasn't screwed on, would lose his brain. He was with two other dudes, never knew their names. I thought, great, it was time for me to check, but as I headed for the door, I heard a voice say, wait. When I turned around, he recognized me and I knew it. I was about to leave, that's when the nigga blew it. He lifted up the mask and said, I said, you dumb motherfucker, do you use your brain ever? Never mind. I turned around, gave the juice, walked into the car, feeling like you were juice. Remember when he went in the bar, please let him loose? Anyway, here come this nigga running, big bag of money. He hopped in my ride, I said, you goddamn dummy, they got your ass on tape. Did you see my face? Well, they got my car, my fucking license plate, man, get the fuck on. Bruce, why you gotta hate? Hate nor love got shit to do with this. You better run before the fives come through this bitch. You know you got two strikes, better use the new night to dodge all the blue lights. Flipped and said,
you right.
Then he bolted up the street. Once he left my sight, I gave a sigh of relief, but that was right before I peeked. This dumb motherfucker left a bag full of money sitting right there on my passenger seat.
Ultramagnetics in full effect. We talk about giving the drummer some. You know what, yo, cool, keep telling what's on your mind.
I'm ready, and now it's my turn to build, uplift, get swift, then drift off, and do my own thing. Switch up, change my pitch up, smack my bitch up like a pimp. For any rapper who intend to wear troops and step on my path, I'm willing as an A1 general, rhyme enforcer, 235 on a rhyme test. Whatever group of vests and line, I put them all behind. Play MC Ultra as a warning sign of my skill and what my mind deserves. I smell a great in the duck preserves. And who deserves the right to be king of the screen? And shout whack poetry. What are you bugging germs that want to lure me? Quit it before I heat your ear off. Let your burn deduct another year off rapping. For a face I'm slapping. Give me applause when hands start clapping. Now give the drummer some. Shelter, cause I'm dope, and yes, I will melt her. Anyone who tried to even felt her emotion, a thought that could deliver with me. I cut you off because you are my enemy. On my stage, interfering with my radius. So step back, cause I'ma start spraying this can of race spray. If you're a germ, filthy like AIDS, I'll clean you up with heat, vapors, scrubbing and scrubbing. Like a mistake on paper, I'm rubbing, erasing you out like some ink. Cause you're dirty, your rhymes are stink like garbage. Have to put you in a hefty. Or instead, should I just let the weak MCs accumulate like dust? Take out my duster, shine them up, then teach them respect. Hook them up just like a tape deck in mono or studio. Cause I'm a real pro with a cameo and not an afro. This beat is funky, I'm like Nick Gold. You know why? Then get the drummer some. Critically, but physically my mind is self-taught like a rap pro designed this matter to burn MCs and toys with flame. 500 degrees of rhymes that heat and cook and sizzle. Your brain is on the grill at nighttime. And what about the daytime? I hear the whack ones, they get a lot of playtime. Saying they're whack and wasting my airtime. You're number two and next to my spare time. Another rhyme has to be controlling. And for your brain that must have been stolen. Token, yes, taken away. I'm on the court and I'm fading away with a jumper. I shoot a rhyme in your face. Add the points while I ride the bass. Incredible. Coming three dimensions. Parallel with the funky extensions. I'm cool, keep running rap conventions on time. Now give the drummer some.
Women. Man, I slept like shit last night.
I'm starting to catch up with me a little bit.
Say about all this? You
don't nobody kiss it like you don't know.
Sounds like a Paul Simon knockoff.
Channel.
I was hoping we would get Pitbull to weigh in there. Himself. Pitbull himself. That's his full name. Shorter loop than I would have thought it would have been. I would have thought they would have done like 6 hours or something instead of about 45, you know, I don't know. Not even an hour maybe, right? Thank you. Let's get back to this. Highly intelligent hip hop song. Skilled. Skills. Skills.
You won't bust one of them niggas' heads, huh? You ain't scared, huh? You know how to play it, huh? I know you just ain't gonna let a nigga come and punk you, huh? Stunning French you, huh? Straight up punk you, huh? You know I got that 5 degrees, huh? You know how to use a triple beam, huh? Shit ain't hard as it seems, huh? You keep your body clean, huh? You got a lot of your boy jeans.
I feel like this was the first, like...
Them niggas, huh?
Maybe not the first,
niggas, huh? Niggas,
but this was like a really popular fucking like dirty South track that got a lot of play here. And I remember just thinking like, this is the dumbest shit ever. Like this, like it was my moment of like, oh man, hip hop is totally ruined. Like this is fucked. This shit is terrible. And then it slowly just took over to the point where everyone had to just go like, I guess it's okay. And like, this seems like fucking revelatory and fucking like totally okay compared to a lot of fucking Lil Wayne. Yeah, I'd rather listen to this. Somewhere along the way, everyone convinced themselves that like, man, Lil Wayne's a really great rapper. Like, no. What? No.
On the news last night, huh? You the one robbed the dudes that shit last night, huh? You don't go on the project when it's dog, huh?
It wasn't until Back That Ass Up that I thought, oh, maybe Juvenile's not actually completely, like, like, maybe he can actually, maybe that song was not indicative of his full talent. Yeah, this thing is fucking terrible. This is a terrible fucking song.
Trust man in charge, huh? Your dick got hard, huh? When you was looking at them LeBrons, huh? You don't know when to quit, huh? That's you with that shackle and shit, huh? That's you with that ball and shit, huh? That's you that taking them hits, huh? That hold them open and shut up a mouth, huh? You gon' knock your whole feet out, huh? You done switch from Nike to Reeboks, huh? You tweaking your goals every time you leave your house, huh? Them income tax checks out, huh? You about to flip that, huh? You about to go through your grams, huh? You gon' treat your nose, huh? You about to go put the dope nigga on one of these hoes, huh? When you broke, you drove, huh? When you paid, you got boo-boo face in the door, huh? You on the top, huh? You ride a nigga shop, huh? You don't even think you could be stopped, huh? You riding in the Benz on 20 grams, huh? So, baby, chaser, you got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. I got a moment to inspire, you know what it is. To make nothing out of something, you feel your business. You know what it is, you know what it is. So, baby, chaser, you got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. Tell the moment you inspire, you know what it is. To make nothing out of something, you feel your business.
Sign up in this window of this subway here that just says new guacamole. And that's a picture of a bowl of guacamole. Juvenile shouting over himself.
What is it?
is it?
Guy on a razor scooter, guy on a razor scooter. They've erected some sort of large, it almost looks like a raised bridge or something, but it's just, this street that I drive across now has like two large metal, you know, steel fucking structures going across it. I guess they're probably going to build something that links the two buildings together across, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. But, like, it was, like, not there, and then it was there. Which I guess is kind of how you have to do stuff like that if you can't, like, close a fucking street for a long time, but... I just have no idea what the fuck they're even doing. You guys have a glorious pit bull filled day, alright? I know I will. I'll see you later.